Ezekiel J. Kralin writes from San Francisco. He listens to this show on his computer, because of course the transmitter doesn't reach that far through the air. He listens on his computer, and he uses the internet access from the coffee shop downstairs and across the street by putting the antenna of his network gizmo in the window of his tiny apartment. So he might even be listening right now. Hi, Ezekiel J. Kralin. Every week, he either, depending on whether I'm at Juanita's house, where I am now, for example, or in Fort Bragg doing the show from there, he sends me a story to read, or he calls if I'm in Fort Bragg and reads it himself. And so I'm at Juanita's, and so I'm going to read it this time. Ezekiel J. Kralin, Jehovah's Queer Witness, a story titled, I Love Gay Mecca. Ezekiel J. Kralin writes, I love gay Mecca. Every day is a great day if you're gay here in San Francisco. Santa Francisco, rather. And today was just another typically wonderful day for me. My alarm goes off at 10:30 a.m. I'm unemployed. I roll over and slam the snooze bar when someone buzzes my door. It turns out to be 12 gorgeous studs, super eager to serve me breakfast in bed, topped off with a yummy BJ by my disciple of choice, who straddles me the entire time he butters my toast. What a way to start the day, huh? Then I drag myself out of bed and pull a triple S, shave, shag, and shower, and step out, stroll down Market Street, where I walk by this stunning specimen of manhood upon whose arm, unfortunately, dangles a chick. So I says to the lady, whoa, dear, I hope you don't mind my saying this, but gee willikers, your boyfriend has the most gorgeous basket I've ever seen on a dude. So the guy addresses her. How come you never say nice things like this about me? Where has the romance gone? Well, they get into this raging argument, and I decide, uh-oh, I better book on out of here, when the cute dude hollers back, wait up. He dumps his fiancée for moi. Can you believe it? And the next thing you know, he's whining and dining me at the top of the mark. He says, you say such nice things about me. My ex, though, only thinks about herself. Me, me, me. What can my boyfriend do for me today? So I say, that's nice, honey, as I pour my second decanter of cold duck. Please pass the caviar. And when you're done massaging my feet, I'd enjoy another tongue-lashing on that naughty whittle snake in my garden of public delights. My stock of bull semen is raging to stampede out of the old corral again. You were pretty good the last few times. Not knocking it wouldn't be prudent, but I know you can do a heck of a lot better. Well, before we depart, he gives me his card and proposes domestic partnership. I says, I'll think about it. Don't know if I'm ready yet to hang with a multimillionaire. You know how us renegade counterculture types are, root of all evil and good stuff like that. So I'll just get back to you on this. Don't call me. I'll call you. And it's only 3 p.m. The day's not even half over. So I decide to hang out for a while south of Market at this gay biker bar, toad-in-the-wall wanker's lounge and party animal saloon. The moment I step in, I find myself in this handsome leather dude's arms, and we start feeling each other up, and we're French kissing, when the next thing I know, his hand is in my crotch, and he's dragging me to the urinals. I stop him dead in his tracks. Whoa, cowboy, slow down there, I exclaim. What do you think I am, just another common hussy? You got to pick me up in your arms and carry me to the pee trough. After all, this is supposed to be the honeymoon sequence, right? There's a new bartender there, Rod, and boy does he make me one happy puppy. Not only does he treat me to all the booze and marijuana, MARIJUANA, I want, but sets me up in a back room where he gives me the best hum job I've received in the last 10 minutes, peoples. Does it get any better than this? You bet. But all play and no work makes Jehovah's Queer Witness a dull messiah, so I decide to boogie on home and work on a new routine. But will the bartenders and customers of Toad in the Wall let me leave without first going down on me, each and every one? No, they will not, God bless them. Each and every mouth, a luscious memory, sure beats the heck out of communion wafers for pleasuring the palate. 105 ejaculations in less time than it takes to read the Sunday comics, excluding Doonesbury, of course. How do I do it? I have no idea why I am so virile. Chalk it up to Daddy Jehovah's queer magic, I suppose. Well, just when I buckle my belt and I'm about to leave, this bodacious police officer saunters on in, peers around in the dim light, fondles his handlebar mustachio, and says, "Where's this Jehovah's Queer Witness fellow who I just heard back at Mission Station has the most outstanding family jewels this side of the Sierra Nevada foothills?" Well, one thing swiftly leads to another, and once again I drop my pants, sigh, "Okay, Commissioner, but make it a quickie. I'm doing a show tonight." Walking home for the exercise is a mistake. What should be only a 30-minute trek takes 2 friggin' hours. I swear, at every street corner, a stiff, hard stallion in uniform offers to service me, and does, in the nearest doorway, of course. I'm nothing if not discreet. And I'm not even going to get into all those cutie pie homeless rakes luring me into their horizontal cardboard booths of body entertainment. I'm surprised I even make it home at all. Come to think of it, I usually don't. So I have to just forget about writing that new skit this evening, else I won't make it here tonight for the show. So that, folks, is just a brief list of the many reasons I love Gay Mecca. I Love Gay Mecca by Ezekiel J. Craylon, Jehovah's Queer Witness.